Good evening and thank you for joining me in this evening meditation. My name is Father Boniface. I am a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. Today we are celebrating the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, and we will be drawing on the Church's prayer for his feast day as we look back on the day through the eyes of faith. Let us pause first for a moment in silence and recollect ourselves in God's abiding love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grant, Almighty God, that we may glory in the feast of the Blessed Apostle Thomas, so that we may always be sustained by his intercession, and believing have life in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, whom Thomas acknowledged as the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We celebrate the Apostle Thomas, so well known as the Doubting Thomas, because he was gone when the Lord appeared and had a hard time believing that this man he had followed could really be risen from the dead. Essentially, we could say he had a hard time believing that Jesus was God. How easy it is for us to fall into that. It's understandable. How easy it is for us to doubt that Jesus is God. We all struggle with doubts at different times. St. Thomas gives us great hope, hope that the Lord sees our doubts and is merciful to us. St. Thomas encourages us by his example of asking, of challenging, of turning to the Lord in the face of our doubts, rather than trying to handle it all ourselves. As we look back on the day, have we been assaulted by doubts? Have we doubted that following the Lord's way is really the best? Have we doubted that we could really live the Ten Commandments? Have we doubted that we could really live the high standard of morality in the Christian faith? Have we doubted that God really loves us? Have we doubted that he has really come to us and that he is close to us and that he will help us? Have we doubted that he really cares about us and that he has a good plan for our lives? It's so easy to fall into those doubts. But what do we do with them? Do we turn to the Lord like St. Thomas? Do we say, Lord, I want to believe. Help me to believe. Show me your heart. Show me your love. Teach me. Form me. Draw me close to you. Let us give our hearts now to the Lord and turn to him with our doubts. Let us ask for his mercy on any ways that we were not faithful because of our doubting, because of our uncertainty, as we pray now for his mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And let us turn to the Lord now, thanking him for his goodness and trusting all of our doubts, our concerns, our confusion to him, asking for his mercy and grace as we move forward to have a little more confidence, a little more faith in the days to come. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may glory in the feast of the Blessed Apostle Thomas, so that we may always be sustained by his intercession, and believing, have life in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, whom Thomas acknowledged as the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.